Good morning and welcome to our online service on this seventh Sunday of the season of Easter, the Sunday after Ascension Day. Our focus will once again be very much on the Ascension of Christ, and we are also in the midst of our diocesan initiative of prayer spread over the 10 days from Ascension Day to the Festival of Pentecost next Sunday. Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast to the faith we profess. The opening hymn, 266, Hail the Day That Sees Him Rise. Alleluia.
Rise, Alleluia, to his throne above us.
Beloved in Christ, we come together to offer to Almighty God our worship and praise and thanksgiving, to confess our sins and to receive God's forgiveness, to hear his holy word proclaimed, to bring before him our needs and the needs of the world, and to pray that in the power of his Spirit we may serve him and know the greatness of his love. Let us confess our sins to God our Father. Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you and against our neighbor in thought and word and deed, through negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault, by what we have done and by what we have failed to do. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us. Forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
O Lord, open our lips,
and our mouth will proclaim your praise.
O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
The Lord's name be praised.
We sing the Easter anthems. Psalm appointed for this morning, number 24, which we shall say by alternate division of verses. The earth is the Lord's and all that fills it.
The compass of the world and all who dwell within.
For he has founded it upon the seas
and set it firm upon the rivers of the deep.
Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord?
Or who shall rise up in his holy place?
Those who have clean hands and a pure heart,
who have not lifted up their soul to an idol, nor sworn an oath to a lie.
They shall receive a blessing from the Lord,
a just reward from the God of their salvation.
Such is the company of those who seek him,
of those who seek your face, O God of Jacob.
Lift up your heads, O gates, be lifted up, you everlasting doors,
and the King of glory shall come in.
Who is the King of glory?
The Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord who is mighty in battle.
Lift up your heads, O gates, be lifted up, you everlasting doors,
and the King of glory shall come in.
Who is this King of glory?
The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. A reading from the book of the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, beginning at verse 6. So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom to Israel? He replied, It is not for you to know the times or periods that the Father has set by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. When he had said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. While he was going, and they were gazing up towards heaven, suddenly two men in white robes stood by them. They said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up towards heaven? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olive, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey away. When they had entered the city, they went to the room upstairs where they were staying. Peter and John and James and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James son of Alphaeus and Simon the Zealot, and Judas son of James, all these were constantly devoting themselves to prayer, together with certain women, including Mary, the mother of Jesus, as well as his brothers.
The Canticle, Te Deum, Parts 1 and 2.
Oh,
A reading from the Gospel according to St. John, chapter 17, beginning at verse 1. After Jesus had spoken these words, he looked up to heaven and said, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, so that the Son may glorify you, since you have given him authority over all people, to give eternal life to all whom you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the one true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I glorified you on earth by finishing the work that you gave me to do. So now, Father, glorify me in your own presence with the glory that I had in your presence before the world existed. I have made your name known to those whom you gave me from the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you have given me is from you. From the words that you gave to me, I have given to them, and they have received them and know in truth that I came from you. And they have believed that you sent me. I am asking on their behalf. I am not asking on behalf of the world, but on behalf of those whom you gave me, because they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I have been glorified in them. And now I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one." The Canticle Benedictus.
Oh,
I believe in God.
I believe in God.
The Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Our Father.
Our Father.
Who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Show us your mercy, O Lord.
And grant us your salvation.
O Lord, save the Queen.
And grant her government wisdom.
Let your ministers be clothed with righteousness.
And let your servants shout for joy.
O Lord, save your people.
And bless those whom you have chosen.
Give peace in our time, O Lord.
And let your glory be over all the earth.
O God, may clean our hearts within us.
And renew us by your Holy Spirit.
O God, the King of glory, you exalted your only Son, Jesus Christ, with great triumph to your kingdom in heaven. Mercifully give us faith to know that, as he promised, he abides with us on earth to the end of time, who is alive and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
O God,
O God,
the author of peace and lover of concord, to know you is eternal life, and to serve you is perfect freedom. Defend us in all assaults of our enemies, that we, surely trusting in your protection, may not fear the power of any adversaries, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O Lord,
O Lord,
our heavenly Father, almighty and ever-living God, we give you thanks for bringing us safely to this day. Keep us from falling into sin or running into danger, and in all things guide us to know and do your will, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. From Thanks and Praise, Hymn number 80, King of Kings, Majesty.
Thank you.
Let us pray. The following prayers are said by other church leaders ministering within our diocese, with contributions from the Right Reverend Dr. Charles McMullen, Minister of West Church Presbyterian, Bangor, the Reverend Michael Spence, Methodist Minister at Movilla Abbey Church, Newton Ards, Pastor Philip Emerson from Emmanuel Church, Lurgan, and the Reverend Mark Ephraim from Holy Cross Monastery, Ross River.
Good morning to everyone in the diocese. I've been given the privilege of leading you in prayer. Lord God, as the season of Pentecost approaches, we remember your fire came upon the apostles gathered together in one place. We remember that fire burns inwardly. Lord, please warm the hearts of all your people in this diocese. Kindle the flame of sacred love in every heart, and may we all be consumed by your grace and goodness, truth and holiness. Fire also travels upwardly. Come afresh, Lord, upon every parish. Release worship and adoration. May relationship with the living flame triumph over ritual and routine. And lastly, fire extends outwardly. Lord, just as the flames spread, remind us of the importance of outreach. Forgive us when we become parochial and insular, rather than kingdom-focused and outward-looking. Give us a vision for this island home and much further afield, that countless millions will come to know Jesus as Saviour and Lord. Wind of the Spirit, fan the living flame. Lord, send your fire. Amen.
Lord, we thank you that in this time, with so much bad news, we're also hearing good news stories about community coming together to support one another. Lord, make us your people, supernaturally equipped to love our neighbours as we love ourselves. Father God, we give you thanks for every person who's serving our community as a key worker. Medical staff and shelf stackers, emergency services and couriers, farmers and postal workers, God, give them your protection, give them energy, give them resilience. And Lord, for those who find themselves unemployed or set aside, we ask you to protect their minds from depression and despair. May the safety net of our society catch them, and may they find their sense of identity and worth and purpose in you. Amen. And Lord Jesus, I ask for your blessing on this particular branch of your family, the church, the Diocese of Down and Dromore. Mould them and shape them. Empower them to be everything that you are calling them to be. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Let's pray. Father, we take time today to pray for the churches across the island of Ireland. We pray your strength and wisdom to fill each leader, pastor, and minister. We lift the Diocese of Down and Dromore to you specifically today and ask for blessing and wisdom in every leader, and especially for Bishop David and his family at this time. These are precarious times that we're living in, and we can no longer lead from our old ways, memories, or traditions. We need a fresh imagination to lead our people well, and more importantly, ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church in these days. We pray against COVID-19 and any other thing that would bring sickness and hindrance to the advancement of your kingdom. May your people rise with fresh power. May the Holy Spirit refresh and renew and baptize us all over again. May your church rise out of this pandemic with a fresh confidence and strength in you, renewed and refined. We know that it's not by might, nor is it by strength, but it's by my Spirit, says the Lord. And we thank you that you're building your church, and the gates of hell cannot and will not prevail against it. Thank you that according to Ephesians 1:4, that we've been chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world, chosen for such a time as this. These things we pray in the mighty and powerful name of Jesus. Amen. The Lord bless you.
Father, your Son Jesus, anointed with the Holy Spirit and with power, went about everywhere doing good. He showed care for the needy. He healed the sick, curing all kinds of diseases. He delivered those held captive by any sort of bondage. Be with your church. Anoint us with the Holy Spirit and with power. Strengthen us to pursue the mission of Jesus today. Give us caring hearts, that we may show compassion to the afflicted. Let us not think of what we lack, but of the good we can do for those who are suffering in mind, heart, soul, or body. Lighten your children's burdens. Be their refuge in trials, their strength in sickness, their comfort in sorrow. May they experience your loving kindness through us. It is where brothers and sisters are united that you give your blessing. May we pursue life's journey together. Join in integrity of faith and unite in the bond of love all those whom one Spirit has consecrated. Upon your faithful people of the Church of Down and Dromore, who have been fervently united in prayer, animated by holy hope, throughout these past weeks, send forth anew your Holy Spirit. May your love be poured into their hearts. May they be one. May we all be one, so that the world may believe.
And we continue in prayer. We pray for all who are sick or those recovering from sickness. We pray for Violet Howard and also Walter Kelly. And others personally known to us. O God, help all who are sick or indisposed to trust you. Help them to know that you are with them, and help them to believe that nothing can separate them from your love revealed in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And we pray for all hospital staff, all district nurses and carers in the community, and all medical researchers. Gracious God, give skill, sympathy, and resilience to all who are caring for the sick, and your wisdom in searching for a cure. Strengthen them with your Spirit, that through their work, many will be restored to health through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Almighty and merciful God, who in days of old didst give to this land the benediction of thy holy church, withdraw not, we pray thee, thy favour from us, but so correct what is amiss and supply what is lacking, that we may more and more bring forth fruit to thy glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We join in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all evermore. Amen. Hymn 285. The head that once was crowned with thorns is crowned with glory now. In the name of our risen and ascended Lord. Amen. Some words from today's second reading. And now I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them in your name, that you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one. In every musical and in many feature films, there seems to be a moment when two or more main characters are separated, but both still on stage or screen. In a musical, they may sing a song together. In a film, the screen is likely split between them, showing what each is doing. It is typically not a happy moment. It often happens after a separation of some type between the characters. It often signifies an emotional rift as well as a physical one. In these scenes, the characters are together, but separate, in what John Mayer termed in his 2003 song of the same title, Split Screen Sadness. This year, 2020, has given us all our very own split screen sadness moments, too many to count. COVID-19 has forced us all to maintain physical distance, cancelling our church services, keeping us apart, away from our church buildings. What then does Jesus' prayer for us all to be one mean here, for us in our times? How can we be one when we have to settle for online services, phone calls, and possibly Zoom meetings rather than the hugs, sacraments, and in-person love and friendship to which we are all so accustomed. The Church throughout history has had its share of split-screen sadness. The 1918 flu pandemic forced churches to close in many of the same ways that we had to close in 2020. The HIV/AIDS pandemic gave people a fear of disease and of one another too, particularly in the 1980s and 1990s. Long before that, plagues would occasionally rip through the population, forcing separations and leaving sickness and death in their wake. In these difficult times, it is helpful to remember that we are not the first to walk the road before us. We are not the first church people to experience the split-screen sadness caused by disease. In today's second reading, Jesus is preparing to die. He has spent a long time talking to the disciples and attempting to prepare them as he shared dinner with them and laid aside his robe like a servant the night before he would lay down his life for his friends. Now it seems he is preparing both himself and his disciples for his death as he prays for them. Many, I expect most of us, understand what it is like to be with a person as they prepare to die. We know the truths are spoken then. We find the words to say goodbye. The farewell discourse is more relatable in its Holy Week context than it perhaps is here in the Easter lectionary following the Ascension. Perhaps one thing this pandemic has done for us is to point out that we don't often know how to be separate but still united. Now, as we read this passage in the light of the Ascension, we realize that that is exactly what Jesus is preparing them for, to remain united with him and with each other, even when he is not physically present. Later in this chapter, written by St. John, Jesus will say, "Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth." Crisis teaches us truths. This is true of the disciples at the time of Jesus' death, and it is true of us here in 2020. In the Gospel according to St. John, Jesus himself is the Word made flesh, the truth made flesh. In Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, the disciples learn that the worst thing is never the last thing, but that in Christ all things are made new. In our own time, perhaps, we are learning similar things. When Christ ascended, the disciples looked around at each other and the sky, such that the angels standing by asked them, "Why do you stand looking up toward heaven? It is okay not to know what to do next. It is okay to be still. It is okay to put one foot in front of the other and muddle through. And it is okay to be taken aback by physical separation from those we love and whose presence comforts us and lifts us up." We are learning, or have learned, to be with one another, united in Christ, even when we are not physically present. During our time of split-screen sadness, we have united around the Word and our mutual love for Christ and for one another. We have done nothing perfectly, but we have allowed the crisis to teach us. We have been sanctified by the truth and held together in love by Christ. This might also serve to teach us other things, such as how we are united in Christ with people we have never met. Christians around the world continue to gather, and Christ's prayer is that we be one with them. Christ is holding us together with people all around the world, even though we cannot be physically present with Christians in other nations. We can be united with them in Christ, just as we have been united even in our own separations within our parishes and congregations. We are also united with the saints throughout history. Christian heroes from all walks of life and throughout the ages are united with us too, though we have never been able to be physically present with them. Let our separation during the pandemic always remind us that physical separation is no obstacle to Christ, who holds us all together in love. Perhaps then this pandemic can teach us more than how to better wash our hands. Important and vital, though that action is at the present time. Perhaps it can do more than be a moment of split-screen sadness for all of us. Perhaps it can truly teach us to be one in Christ with people with whom we may never be physically present in this life. Perhaps it can serve as a reminder that regardless, we are all one in Christ, and Christ is with us now and always. In Christ, neither death, nor life, nor pandemics, nor wars can ever separate us. And for that, we thank God. Amen. Hymn 267, Hail the Risen Lord Ascending.
Lost in love, wonder, love.
Christ, our exalted King, pour on you his abundant gifts, make you faithful and strong to do his will, that you may reign with him in glory. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you and remain with you always. Closing hymn, Golden Harps Are Sounding. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Once again, we thank you for your presence with us online. Over these coming days to the Feast of Pentecost next Sunday, various online events are being organized in connection with the 10-day prayer initiative. Full details of these are on our parish website or on the diocesan website, and I do encourage you to engage with them. Sunday next is the festival of Pentecost, Whit Sunday. The service at 10 o'clock will be parish communion. Thank you.